Kelly Loeffler cites LA homicide increase to warn Georgia about liberal policies. By Joel B. Polak on November 23, 2020. Senator Kelly Loeffler, RGA, cited grim homicide data from Los Angeles on Monday to warn Georgia voters that left-wing Democrats' call to defund the police could have dire consequences for the Peach State. Los Angeles has hit 300 homicides for the first time in a decade. Yet left-wing politicians there are cutting police funding, she tweeted. This is happening in cities across America. And it must end. I will always stand with law enforcement and for law and order. Loeffler is running against Democrat Raphael Warnock in the January 5 runoff for U.S. Senate. Warnock has said that he opposes defund the police but supports efforts to responsibly fund law enforcement and reimagine policing, which critics say is the same thing as defunding police. Earlier this year, one of Warnock's advisors tweeted, "The movement to defund the police isn't as radical as some may think." The left-wing Working Families Party, which supports Warnock, also supports defund the police. As Breitbart News and others noted, Los Angeles hit 300 homicides last weekend, the highest level since 2009, in the wake of Mayor Eric Garcetti's decision in June to defund the police by $150 million. The funds are to be redistributed to communities of color. The Los Angeles Police Department's homicide division was targeted for cuts. Other departments, like sexual assault and animal cruelty, have been eliminated. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues: The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.